suffering, torn, struggling. The world's a gutter with poor plumbing, I'm slumming it. Wars funded by false governments, whores, guns, and when every day is more trouble than the one in front of it. Some of that luster of living on fame, hustling for minimum wage, just to fit into my cage. Injustice is killing my faith, I used to hope for tomorrow. Now I just soak and I wallow in death and debt, knowing that my child will follow my steps. How can I rest with a thousand immense pounds on my chest? How do I keep a clean conscience with God when my thoughts are a mess? I can mop it, I guess, and wring it out without honest regret, but still manage to fall to the fault of the flesh. And on top of all this, the loss of a friend to an awful event, shot in the head when they could have only robbed them instead. Homicidal intent for $90 a cent. By consents to 20 years but got off within 10. Why in the fuck we got laws to protect all of us when parole officers can't send a heartless killer walking again? Keep a cautious defense as some kids are taught to dissent. They born with no natural remorse and all form of conscience is dead. And it's hard to depend on Congresses when they impose embargoes that leave throngs of small children starved and unfed. Some have called it the end, the last days of the system and times. If that's the case, it's a gift for the dime. I'm just a selfish fuck like you, looking for ways out of this grave we're buried in. I'm not embarrassed, we all carry that pair of chromosomes for carelessness. We inherited from our parenting, but the more I stare at it, the more it becomes glaring. Life isn't fair, is it? So I fight what I find impairing. Shit, when the time's right, then I'll die without merit. No hereafter with it, cause my body and my mind are tied to my spirit. No divine interference. We wonder why history's cyclical, why the wicked all prosper, all while the timid are miserable. Why is shit so impossible? Why for him it's so typical? Why do the gospels point to the times we live in is critical? Now I'm getting biblical. Aw, oh, fuck it, I'm trying to somehow rationalize, and I'm tired of being so cynical. Mind what a pitiful state of affairs this is, when you're simultaneously ready to die and scared to exist. The subway ride, it was 1 second nature, is now taxing your wits. Asking if this blast really hits, will the casket be fit? Frazzled to bits with prescription packs, all this shit. Trapped in the ditch of a dead end job, cause you're 2 months back when you rent. Laughing cause if this shit happens, you guess that will be it. I and every passenger standing cause that could be him. You sit back and pretend you're relaxed and content, knowing that if you go today, you unhappily win. But when nothing happens, you win. And the impact makes you glad you exist. Sadness desists and you miss your family, friends. As you re-examine your presence, the apathy lifts, knowing that in the face of death you found passion to live. There's an equal amount of life within the last gasp and the first breath. And no matter how hard it gets, no one truly prefers death. And if the hurt ends, you're sure blessed. Remember the determination of your first step. Remember the determination of your first step. Remember the determination of your first step. And keep walking, keep walking. Yeah, yeah. Keep walking, keep walking. Rest in peace, Dirty D.
I feel wrong, cause now